Call Radio.
In hour number two of the program, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. The federal government isn't quite done with its tyranny in regards to the war on drugs. We talked about California medical marijuana dispensaries continuing to be raided and literally stolen from by the DEA. And then we'll go in a few moments here, we'll go into a free speech issue in regards to this whole war on drugs. But first, to the phones and to the fun, let's go to Matthew in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Matthew, hello.
Hey, Mark, Ian, and Garth. How are you guys doing?
All right. Hey, it's actually Guard, but what's on your mind?
Oh, my apologies. My apologies.
No problem.
First thing is I want to touch a quick second on the upside-down flag thing from Saturday, I believe it was.
Yeah.
In case you can't tell, I'm African-American, and one of the first rules in the African-American community is when a cop knocks on your door, you don't answer it.
Dude, rule.
Yeah, you don't have to answer it, and once you do answer it, it implies consent. So what I'm thinking of, because the story was the cop broke in, once that door is open, he can go in, even if you close it.
Is that true?
Yeah, he can go in. Once he opens that door, he thinks a crime might be being committed inside the apartment or house, he can go in. Even if the door has been closed on him, he can still go in.
I'm not sure that that's true. We've read stories where cops have been reprimanded for going into houses even though the door's been open. He hasn't been invited into the house. The door's just been opened to him. So I don't think legally, I would agree with you that from a practical standpoint, that police
none of us are lawyers.
Yeah,
by the way.
They're going to do what they want to do.
Almost every black guy is, because we got to know the rules.
I understand. From what I understood was that if a cop comes into your home, if you've opened the door, the cop may presume that that's an invitation in.
Right.
But if he comes in and you order him to leave, you are still in control of your domicile, and he should leave if ordered to. Of course, will they leave? I don't
right.
know. That's another question.
Right. And it's like, because people didn't present ID, you know, and this is America, I mean, but... You know, in Sunnyvale, and because people got to think about this as a commerce issue. Would you want to spend money in a town that's like that? I mean, I live close to Sunnyvale, California, and I won't go there because the police force there. Now, that city is losing actually out on my tax revenue because I won't go to that city because of the police force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should think of it maybe as like that. But, and touching on the drug thing you guys are touching on today.
Yeah.
That's just typical police being police. And one of the reasons, you know, I come at work, so I can't really be very loud, but I smoke marijuana every day.
Okay.
Nah, I have no medical need for it.
There's other than a lot I of people enjoy- that are like you.
Okay. But I won't put my name on any registry because it might, in the future, they might, because, you know, cops might, they're my medical records, but they don't pay attention. They're those supposed to be private. They might go in there somewhere and say, oh, this guy's been on this list. He can't get this job because he was on the medical marijuana list. So I go through, you know, the black market.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just unfortunate that I have to do that because if everything had a warning on it, like alcohol had a warning on it, like all the drug commercials do, may cause liver cancer and things of that nature, you know, marijuana would be one of the lowest ones.
It's true.
You know, you see these commercials on TV and you see all these side effects. You're like, whoa, who would take this? You know, may cause blindness and, you know, whatever. I'm like, marijuana doesn't do that, but it's
illegal.
Yeah,
I think the worst marijuana's ever done to anyone has made them tired.
Yeah, you know, I'm hungry at 2 a.m, but, you know, that's my choice. Mark, Ian, I got to thank you guys again for the show, and I'll keep listening.
Thanks, Matthew. Right. Really appreciate the call, and I liked his suggestion. If a cop comes to your house, they're just knocking, and they aren't banging, yelling about having a warrant, and yelling about busting the door in, then don't answer it.
Or at least you have the right not to answer it.
Right, because that's essentially, there's different, as I understand it, there are three different levels of contact when it comes to you and the police. There's contact, there's detention, and there's arrest. So whenever you're dealing with the police, you are going to be in one of those three categories. So in the case of the cop coming up to investigate a situation, in the case we were talking about over the weekend, Gardner, to clue you in, he sort of alluded to the story. There's a couple in North Carolina flying a flag upside down on their property with two signs attached to it explaining that this isn't defacing the flag. This is a sign of distress. The country's in distress. We need your help. That's
in other words, those people were aware of the way it works with the flag.
Right.
They knew about it.
And they posted the sign so that everyone else would be aware as well as to what their reasoning was.
But they pinned the signs to the flag As opposed to putting them on little stakes next to the flag, which might have been...
Which the cops then later claimed was defacing the flag after they'd received complaints from National Guardsmen. The cop that went to their house asked for identification to write a citation out for these people, for this 100-year-old law that's never been enforced, basically, and has been ruled unconstitutional, yet is still on the books and is now being enforced. And when they refused to give him identification, which the couple says he never asked for ID, by the way. I found that out later on. He just claimed that.
Well, the couple's basically claiming everything the cop doesn't,
right?
Or and vice versa.
Then the cop, they closed the door on the cop. He then broke through the glass by the door, unlocked the door, came inside, and
began assaulting
the couple.
They slammed the door on his hand, and you know, caused his hand to go through the glass,
right.
Cut him.
But we all know cops
like
lie.
Then there's no explanation as to how he got in the house, as to you know, from his got his hand slammed in the door. From his side of the story, sounds like. You know, they must have reopened the door. Their side of the story says he busted out the pane of glass and unlocked the door himself. I'm inclined to believe their side.
I am too.
It just makes some sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So at the point that cop came up and knocked on the door, he was looking for information. He wanted to find out who was in the house. He wanted to probably snoop around a little bit and see if he could see a bong sitting out or something like that.
Of course.
He's on a fishing expedition at that point. He doesn't really have anything. If he had something, he'd already have been writing the citation when they opened the door or whatever. And so basically Matthew in California is saying, well, if a cop's just knocking, why bother? Why bother answering? They're just looking for information to arrest you over. Now, if they're threatening to break the door in, I don't know, you might want to open the door just to save your door from having to be replaced.
At that point, you're going to talk to them. If they're threatening to break the door in, they're likely going to break the door in, at which point you're going to talk to them.
You got to do it. Practically, you got to do it.
So I like that suggestion. Here's another story from Drug War Chronicle, stopthedrugwar.org. A federal grand jury in Philadelphia Tuesday indicted two people. This is a pretty scary one. An accused drug dealer and his girlfriend for passing out flyers naming a confidential informant in his federal drug case as a snitch. No law protects informants from having their identities made public, but federal prosecutors pushed and succeeded in this case for an indictment on witness intimidation and conspiracy charges.
That's a little bizarre. They never even spoke to the guy.
The snitch, you mean?
Yeah.
Right. The information on the flyers came from the Who's a Rat website, which we've talked about on this show in the past. It's a very interesting site, whosarat.com. It lists information on more than 4,300 informants and 400 undercover police officers. U.S. Attorney Patrick Meehan called the website the new enemy of law enforcement and its snitches. Well, you know, I'd like to point out that if law enforcement wasn't out there enforcing awful laws like this insane war on drugs on people who otherwise aren't harming anybody, who aren't harming anyone, then they wouldn't have this sort of backlash against their efforts. Nobody would be putting up a website outing snitches of murderers. That wouldn't be happening. This is whosarat.com is online today because so many regular Americans are getting their lives ruined by the police and by these confidential informants.
See, people have got to understand, and obviously your audience does on the whole, people have got to understand that these laws for consensual things have got to be stopped. The laws stopping consensual actions where there is no victim. We've got to stop these things, and yet people are portrayed as somehow destroying the fabric of society if they ingest a chemical.
Right. Now, not only are you destroying the fabric of society if you ingest a chemical, but apparently you're also destroying law enforcement if you out one of their people. This is a free speech issue, plain and simple.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you come across the information of who a snitch is or who an informant is, now they want you to keep it quiet. And if you don't, then you could be facing conspiracy and intimidation charges. These are federal charges being brought on these people.
Absolutely unbelievable.
The information, let's see, quote, it's a byproduct of the stop snitching culture. This is from the U.S. attorney. It's a byproduct of the stop snitching culture that we should find this deeply disturbing, he said at a news conference, and it has the potential to compromise countless prosecutions across the country. Well, you know, if that's really the case, then I say these people behind the Who's a Snitch or Who's a Rat website deserve a round of applause. If this could actually compromise prosecutions, I think that's a good thing. Please, get in the way of these irritating prosecutors and these nosy feds and save some people from the jail cell. What's wrong with that, huh? 800-259.
People that never hurt anyone.
1-800-259-9231. Now, this guy was a PCP dealer, allegedly. We'll get into a few more details here. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are for free. Live streams there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you for free. freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. We are talking about a pretty chilling case in regards to the freedom of speech. It's constantly under attack. I mean, we bring cases, bring news articles in here frequently that show that your governments at state, local, and federal levels just could care less about the First Amendment, freedom of speech, that silliness. That's at least how they look at it. They think it's silly and they want to stop it. In fact, in the case, according to the Drug War Chronicle at StopTheDrugWar.org, Joseph Davis, who's currently serving a 17-year sentence for PCP tracking, thanks in part to the informants targeted in the flyers, and his girlfriend, 24-year-old Adaro Miwo. Davis and the informant were both indicted in the PCP case, and the informant, known as DS, turned state's evidence and testified against Davis. You're dealing with two individuals who made themselves a flyer. Then they distributed the flyers, naming DS as a snitch on windshields, utility poles, and mailboxes in the West Philadelphia neighborhood where he lived. Relying on information posted on whosarat.com, the pair produced flyers accusing him of informing and showing his photo, along with a following comment, quote, "This guy is a drunk and a recognized car thief among his peers. He is the one who needs to be taken off the streets," unquote, according to court documents. Now, they're being charged with witness intimidation and conspiracy charges. How is that intimidating?
Yeah, I would wonder how that's intimidation, too, if you're just quoting things that have already been in the public record.
Right. Isn't intimidation sort of trying to scare somebody and harm them in some way, possibly threatening harm to them? Isn't that basically what intimidation is? You know, if you open your mouth, Mark, I'll slit your throat at night.
Absolutely.
You know, that's sort of intimidating.
I guess. I mean, you know, there's this term blackmail that essentially means telling the, threatening to tell the truth. So blackmail has sort of an intimidation factor, you know, sound to it, too.
Sure. But there was no threat involved here. They went out and just posted a bunch of signs around this guy's neighborhood. And Davis, again, the PCP trafficker who's already behind bars, faces up to another 10 years in prison, while his friend Adaro Miwo faces up to 3 more years. Law enforcement authorities across U.S. have complained loudly that the Stop Snitching movement has spread around the country is preventing them from solving crimes. Who's a Rat isn't helping, they complain. Such websites show a, quote, profound lack of respect for the legal system, complained J.P. Weiss, the head of the Philadelphia FBI office. The warped message on city streets, he says, is that it's somehow worse to provide information about a crime than it is to actually commit a crime. And he said, that's mind-boggling. Well, you see, the problem, Mr. Weiss, is that you don't seem to understand the difference between real crime and the man crimes, the man law crimes that you've created here. You cops just lump them all in together. You get the, you know, they have this sort of mentality of, well, if it's in the law, I must enforce it. That's my job. I'm just doing my job. Not my job to think about the law. I shouldn't have to spend one iota of my brain time thinking about whether or not these laws are right. The politicians have already done that for me, which is just amazing, considering that they tend to not like politicians. Cops tend to not like them, but they respect everything that they do, and they lump it all into the same category.
In the police's defense, likely if they thought that way, the way you're suggesting, then the next step, logical step, would be, you know, the reason they're hiring so many of these cops is to, give out tickets and arrest people for drug crimes, because that's where the money is.
Mm.
I shouldn't be working here. So what you're asking somebody to do is come to a conclusion that the job that they want to have, because most people that are cops really want to be cops.
Yeah.
The job that they wanted to have all their life, or for a good portion of it, now they shouldn't.
Well, what they should do is actually stand up for their beliefs. I'm not saying they should quit their job, but they should quit enforcing bad laws.
And there are so many bad laws that they already don't enforce. If you could somehow get people in the public at large and the police officers to recognize that police time and public money is being wasted by trying to have them enforce these types of laws, these types of incidents, or drug laws, for example, and they could be much better spending their time doing something else, that would be terrific. For example, there are laws that say you can't chew gum in the tub, I believe in New Hampshire. You can't chew bubble gum or something in a tub. Now, they don't enforce that law. They don't go in and check people's houses because it's not worth their time. The drug laws, unfortunately, bring money to the
money
police.
And drugs.
Yes, exactly, the police and the politicians. And if you could just get them to recognize that, you know, you're wasting time and you're also corrupting a system which is there to allow us to do things in our own lives,
That would be great. But
and law enforcement against prohibition is doing a pretty good job of that. It's,
it's
a great group.
I recommend great.
If you've never been to their website, never heard of law enforcement against prohibition, go and check them out at leap.cc. That's their website, leap.cc. It's a group of former and some current law enforcement officers, DEA agents, state police, local cops, who've all come to the conclusion, the correct conclusion, that the war on drugs is insane. They're just hurting people. They're not helping anybody by throwing them in jail cells over drugs, and that it's time to end it. And they're against
and costing us all a fortune in the process.
There's that too. But I think it's interesting that, you know, this J.P. Weiss, the head of the Philadelphia FBI office, he's on to something. He says websites like Who's a Rat show a profound lack of respect for the legal system, and he's right about that. And the reason why, and it's also just the tip of the iceberg. Sites like Who's a Rat are manifesting as a result of a tremendous disrespect for law enforcement and these bad laws.
Well, because the legal system that he says deserves respect
doesn't
deserve respect.
Right, because of the way they treat people who have never harmed anybody else, because of the way they treat people who do drugs, who gamble, and who solicit prostitutes or are prostitutes. You know, those are a good group of people that are just regular people like you and I. They have jobs, they go out and they produce for the economy, and then they decide they want to engage in one of these behaviors that has been deemed illegal. And so inevitably, they're going to lose any sort of level of respect that they might have at one time had for the justice system because it's unjust. And this is again just the tip of the iceberg in that there's a whole lot more of this hatred for the police and this fear and this this disrespect that they're talking about out there. It goes much deeper and much wider than one little website. Okay, that much is the case. Neither Weiss nor Meehan addressed why there is a profound lack of respect for the legal system or what role the drug war, much of it built around coercing people into becoming informants, has to do with the situation. Who's a Rat spokesperson Chris Brown told the Philly Inquirer that the website posts public information submitted by others and is protected by the First Amendment. Brown said, quote, he can't believe that someone got indicted for hanging a flyer and that such publicity only makes the site that much more popular. And he's right about that.
That much is true.
Yeah. And I unfortunately, the last time I looked at Who's a Rat, they were charging for memberships.
Yeah.
I think that's unfortunate.
Yes, that is the case.
But I guess it really helps keep things more accurate because then you have to, you have to put some money up front in order to submit information. Mm. So maybe it makes it more legitimate. Maybe the people that are going to put money up are more likely to put in truthful information as opposed to somebody just posting a picture of Mark Edge and saying he's a snitch.
That's like,
yeah. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. On the way, a man has leased a telephone for over 50 years. Why? I'm not sure. Mark will explain. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Take control.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, it also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, and those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over a quarter of a million posts. That's a lot of posts. A lot of serious issues, a lot of fun stuff. You'll find everything in between, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Carl in Quebec. You're on Free Talk Live. Carl, hello.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
That Who's a Rat website. I think I agree with those sites like that, like Cop Watch and Who's a Rat. That keeps watch on, like, corrupt officials, corrupt police,
absolutely.
Snitches.
Go ahead.
I think they should have more of those sites. Maybe it would discourage people from lying or selling information for money in order to put people in prison for these crimes that shouldn't, you know, even be on the books.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that there should be an expansion. However, with the feds now prosecuting people who are utilizing the information from the Who's a Rat website, that may kind of scare people away from it. And it may scare some people away, but as the site's owner pointed out, it will also bring him more attention and bring more people to the website to input information. Because they're not prosecuting anyone for putting information into the Who's a Rat website, so you can still go there and look through their archives and look and see who the rats are in your area. But they're not prosecuting people from using the site. They're prosecuting people who have taken information from the site and posted it publicly. So it's a very subtle distinction, and maybe if they could get away with it, they would try to raid the sites, confiscate the user information, and go after the users. But that has yet to happen. Carl, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Kenny in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Good. I enjoy listening to your show. I just wanted to share kind of a funny story about getting pulled over the other day.
Sure. Okay.
Here in Podunk, Kalispell, Montana.
Okay.
welcome to Montana. Don't forget to set your clocks back 15 years. Until this year, it's been a good thing, but lately I've noticed that, you know, this place, the whole state really is just turning into, a mini, I don't know, it's just kind of a tourist trap now. 11% of our residents are non-residents, non-resident homeowners, and with that has come...
What are they, like snowbirds that go down to Florida every year or something?
Yeah, you know, Arizona, California, we welcome them. I mean, they're our economy, but with that has come a police force that, you know, is nothing like I've ever seen before around here.
Are you a lifetime resident?
Yeah, 27 years.
Okay.
Well, pretty much. I mean, the other day I got pulled over. I passed somebody in. I started in a dotted. By the time I ended up passing them, I was in a solid.
Gotcha.
I wasn't speeding the whole time. You know, I've done that a million times. And I didn't, in fact, get pulled over after the fact. I pulled into a gas station. I got coffee. I noticed the cop, highway patrolman, was circling my vehicle outside in the parking lot. And I kind of wondered what was going on there. Anyway, I got back in my car, and 5 miles down the road, there was a roadblock. He pulled me over. He was in plain clothes. He said, "It's kind of a stupid thing you did back there."
Hold on a second. Wait. The cop that was circling your car in the gas station was then later down the road, so he had left before you left?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And he set up the roadblock himself?
Please. Yeah. Anyway, he was in his plain clothes, and he said that the reason he didn't pull me over, you know, at when I did it was that he was in his plain clothes, which didn't make sense why he was pulling me over then. But
right.
Very strange situation.
Yeah,
it was
very
strange. He set up a roadblock that he actually blocked the lane.
Yeah, 5 miles down the road.
That's very interesting.
He got my
too.
Phone
you know,
number.
Here
he
you
got
are
my
taking. Well, I was going to say, here you are taking a risk coming in, clipping the non-dotted line anymore, and yet he blocks an entire lane of traffic.
Green number four, please.
Yeah, at a drive-through window.
Sounds like he's getting a Big Mac meal.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you tell them you're on the radio and they can just hang that and tell them to hold on just a moment here? So what happened with this?
He got my phone number and I said, "Hey, I don't really think I did anything wrong because I was kind of oblivious to the law. You know, I've done that a million times. Like I said, I never get pulled over for it, but." He said, "Yeah, in fact, it is illegal. I've got it on video. I can prove it to you, whatever." I said, "Okay, all right, whatever. Gave him my phone number." And I was expecting a ticket. And he said, "Well, I'm really busy right now. I'm going to call you later. We'll meet up later, and I'll give you your ticket then."
No, that's messed up. I was going to say you gave him your phone number, and I guess maybe he just wanted to get together with you.
Yeah, it sounded like he wanted a date or something like that. Did he call you back?
You know, I don't know. I work for the Geek Squad. Maybe he was wanting some free computer support out of it. I don't know what was going on, but
that's
he never
really
called.
That's really bizarre.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird.
He never called.
He never called. You never got a ticket. You never got a citation, anything like that.
No, nothing like that.
Unusual.
Nothing at all.
So Kalispell has a Best Buy?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, man. Congratulations on that.
Hey,
keep us up to date, man. Let us know if anything happens with that, and we really appreciate hearing from you. Have a good night and enjoy your number fours. 800-259-9231. He's got four of them, man. That's
right.
Chicken McNuggets, what are those things?
If you're ordering four number fours, there's a family involved. That's a lot to eat by yourself. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the story about the man who leased a phone for 50 years.
Apparently, these stories show up time to time, but this one's kind of funny. From Herman, Maine, Lloyd Overlock never had much reason to think about his telephone. The 85-year-old Herman resident just paid his bills and knew the service was there if he needed it. But Overlock, who for five decades has been paying a monthly fee to lease his phone, found out recently that the arrangement is a pricey, outmoded throwback to the days of the telephone industry monopoly.
Oh, yeah.
"I don't use it much. I just sit here and wait for it to ring," he said Friday during a visit at the cozy home he built for himself and moved in 1952. That's the same year he got his telephone, a heavy dark gold contraption the size of a child's shoebox with its solid-feeling finger dial.
Yeah, the pulse dial.
Yeah, that's good stuff. It hung in his kitchen for all those years, last week.
Oh, still the same phone. That's what I was curious about. You know, when I first sold the Topic, I said it was the same phone, and I thought, no, 50 years, that phone's got to phone had to die in 50 years. He's been leasing more than one phone.
Solid state construction.
But yeah, that's a good quality phone.
I have one of those old AT&T phones, and if they break, you can get them fixed. When his niece,
with
Roberta,
vacuum tubes.
his niece, Roberta York, was making one of her frequent visits to his home in Minilocket. Her home was in Minilocket. York said she peeked at the bill from AT&T lying on the kitchen table. In this case, with most area residents, she said her uncle's phone service is provided by Verizon. So she was curious. I said, "Uncle, what is this?" "Well, that's for my telephone." That's when I realized he was still leasing his phone from AT&T, she said.
Wait a minute. So he's got two bills, Verizon and an AT&T lease bill?
Yeah, I get that impression.
Weird. So he's got coverage from
Verizon.
He's
got an AT&T bill lying on the kitchen table.
And AT&T must be for the phone.
Yeah. She said, he got that phone in 1952. He's been paying $4.24 a month for it every month. I can't imagine in 1952 they charged him $4.24 a month. But
no,
maybe,
I can't imagine that, no.
Right away, she said she picked up the gold receiver and dialed the customer service number on the bill to cancel the service. The friendly operator on the other end attempted to dissuade her, offering her 20% discount of his monthly rental fee and reminding York of the benefits of leasing.
He is going to have to send that phone back in.
She said that if something goes wrong with that phone, they'd have a new one there by the next business day.
Yeah.
She recalled, I was thinking to myself, if something goes wrong with that phone, I'll go to Walmart and get one the next day.
Right.
But I didn't say it, and she just told the representative to please cancel the lease. And then she drove to a local dollar discount store and bought Uncle Lloyd a new wall phone for $7. It plugged right into the old connection and worked like a charm. York said that it troubles her that elderly people like her uncle get taken advantage of. I don't know that that's taking advantage of.
No, I don't think so either.
He's just not paying attention. It was 1952 when he got this phone.
Right, and leasing phones was probably a little more commonplace back then.
I mean, you know, if somebody's not taking care of their uncle, it would be her for not having checked on this sooner.
There was no Walmart you could go to back then to go and buy a phone like that. Phones were much more scarce, as I understand it. And you had to probably get the phone from the phone company.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the deal back then. AT&T used to have quite the government-approved monopoly. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Leasing phones, not a good idea.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. just call 1-800-507-5750. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-507-5750. 1-800-507-5750. That's 1-800-507-5750.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Ian Guard.
And Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site, they are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. And those features include the live streams, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the wiki. We give it all away. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by going and purchasing some products at store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, and even some merchandise that doesn't even have our brand on it, just because we thought it was cool and wanted to sell it to you. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, take a look at the items, and place your order. That's store.freetalklive.com. Talking about a practice that there's really no way to tell how widespread it is across this country. Talking about people leasing their landline telephones from AT&T and other companies.
Right? Back in the 50s and 60s when AT&T had the monopoly on the phone industry, I think you pretty much had to lease your phone.
Yeah, you did.
Probably the case.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's interesting when they did deregulation at the end of the 70s, the term deregulation, they couldn't understand. A lot of people said, oh, yeah, break up all the monopolies. They would apply the AT&T paradigm to other companies that were free market companies that weren't helped by government laws that prevented competition, that didn't have exclusionary laws helping them out. So they would say, well, you know, just like they broke up AT&T, they should break up Exxon. They should break that up. They should do something like that, like they did to AT&T.
What would they do, though? I mean, would they actually go through with it, or were they just talking about it?
No, you would have conversations with people. I remember talking about this in high school, and I knew about AT&T back in high school, and I would say to some of my teachers, they would come up with these things where they say, well, the same thing that was done to AT&T ought to be done to X company. And the X company had no assistance from the government whatsoever, whether it might have been, who knows, McDonald's, or who knows, Coca-Cola.
They were using what they did to AT&T as precedent and as an excuse to go through and harass other businesses.
But
AT&T had a government-approved monopoly.
Right, they had been given their monopoly, so it makes perfectly good sense to me that the government would break it up.
Yep.
You know, Gardner, you had a story that you were telling us during the break.
Yeah.
I said, that's got to go on the air.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was silent a little while there because the experience that Mark was describing with that man and how someone discovered that the man had been leasing for $5 for however many years, $5 a month for this phone, for 50 years he had been leasing the phone. Who knows how much it had originally started to cost. My mom did that and I believe continues to do that.
And still leasing a phone.
She not only was leasing one phone, Mark, she was leasing three phones in the Goldsmith estate. And the problem came to my attention when she would tell me she has a phone next to her bed. And she's a very light sleeper, and it would wake her up and drive her nuts. And
when someone would call.
Yeah, somebody would call. So she said, oh, she would take it off the hook sometimes. And I'm like, well, why? I would say, why do we have an answering machine if you're going to take the phone off the hook all the time? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Disconnect the phone. So she says, I can't. So I said, well, let me look. So I look in the wall, and it's hardwired to the wall. It's not one of these little sockets where you can pull it out because
right.
it's so old. It was put in 1968.
Goodness.
So you can't, and I said, well, you know, let's take that apart. She goes, no, you can't do that.
You can't touch it.
Well, I say, why? Because.
Violate the contract.
Exactly. You violate the contract. Only the repairman can come in and do that work.
Right, that's their line, right?
Yeah. And right. she didn't want to call to have the repairman come in because that would cost her money. And I said, Mom, look,
it's
get
been
on here. You're spending $5 a month. It's been $5
right.
a month for ages.
You can go to Walmart and get a phone for $5.
Yeah. Right. So I think she's gotten one. She had to do some repairs somewhere along the line. She's gotten one of them taken out, or two of them taken out, but there is still at least one in our basement that's still being rented. It's one of those old banana phones from the Brady Bunch, you know?
It's something, I think it has something to do with just complacency and familiarity with these people.
Yeah.
You know, that same phone has been there for a long time. They know if they pick it up, it's going to have a certain feel to it. It's going to look, you know, they know how to use the buttons on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like the U.S. Postal Service. It drives you up the wall, but you know, well, hey, it's been around, and what am I going to do?
It works. Right.
Well, sometimes, but you don't think about the other options.
I will say about those phones that you get at Walmart for $5, they sound like a phone you got for $5.
That's true.
But likely the phone that she has is built well and works well. It's not worth $5 a month. I'll definitely agree.
That's
but
sure.
I was just pointing out you can get a single phone for the amount of money she's spending per month.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And when it comes to older people, having worked in the retail business for 3.5 years, worked at the Big K down in Florida,
mm-hmm.
Since I was in Sarasota, Florida, I had my share of oldster customers coming in. And, you know, there's two categories of old people as far as technology is concerned. There are those who are excited and open-minded about technology, and that's why the internet is quickly becoming the most popular hobby. I think it may either be or is like the number two most popular hobby amongst old people.
Hmm.
So there are a significant number of old people that are open-minded and excited about technology, and they want to experience it. They want to learn it. And then there are the other category of old people that are the Luddites. You know, these are the people that technology is frightening to them, technology is confusing to them.
Yeah.
It's not that technology is confusing. It's very simple. Look, little kids can get technology. They can grasp it very easily.
Mm.
But there's a certain mindset of people in this country that are threatened. They feel threatened by technology. They don't want to learn new things. They've gotten through their life just fine without having any series of tubes or internet, and they're going to be fine till the day they die. I have no use for this email silliness. I will put a stamp on an envelope and I will send it to my daughter.
And
you know, that sort of mentality.
As long as somebody holds that opinion, they're certainly free to hold that opinion, let their life
sure.
go accordingly. But when they get into a position where they can resist in a systematic, fundamental way through government any of this advancement, that's bad. And that applies not only to new technological advances in pharmaceuticals. Oh, well, we've got to have the FDA approve this. Otherwise, it could be very dangerous to people. That other drug worked fine. What are you talking about?
Right.
You know, I sound like Grandpa Simpson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're against change.
Yeah.
They feel very comfy. And so those phones, those leased phones, make them feel comfortable. They haven't had to think about their phone in the last 40 or 50 years.
And you mentioned the series of tubes. That's the thing. These guys, Ted Stevens and all these guys down in Washington, he described the internet as a series of tubes.
Right.
And he's in charge of regulating the internet.
Right.
We don't need those guys there.
These people aren't interested in thinking. They are interested in living their life in retirement in the state that they currently live in. They don't want to be challenged. They don't want to have to create new connections between their synapses. And they're really sad people. And here's another quick story from Canton, Ohio. A widow rented a rotary dial telephone for 42 years, according to USA Today, paying what her family calculates as thousands of dollars for a now outdated phone. Esther Shrojan, 82, from Canton, first leased two black rotary phones, the kinds whose round dial is moved manually with your finger.
I have to explain this for the,
13-year-olds reading.
Right, they've never even heard it.
In the 1960s, back then the technology was new and most people had to rent telephones as part of their basic phone service. It was pre-AT&T when the telephone business was monopolized by the company known as Ma Bell. Well, actually, Ma Bell had a monopoly agreement with the government, but that's another story. Bell was disbanded in 1983 and split into seven smaller companies, and AT&T was given the right to handle long-distance and telephone leasing services. From 1985 to 1986, customers who leased telephones were given the option to continue leasing, buy them, or opt out of their agreements. Until 2 months ago, Strojan was still paying AT&T to use the phones. Two phones. She was paying $29.10 every 3 months. So, almost $10 a month.
That's
for two
phones. Story.
The phone company says Strojan's granddaughters ended the arrangement when they discovered the bills. I'm outraged! It made me so mad, it's ridiculous! If my own grandmother was doing it, how many other people are? And here are the numbers I was looking for, in fact. The number of customers leasing phones dropped from 40 million nationwide in the 80s. To about 750,000 today. There are still that many people in America paying $5 a month for this antiquated, old technology phone sitting in their living room.
Monopolies are the way to go if you can get them, huh?
Oh,
750,000 people times $5 per phone. That's a cool $3.7 million a month coming
in. Beautiful.
To AT&T. Sweet deal.
But if that phone breaks, they'll have a new one out to you
the next day.
Well, the representative from AT&T said, we'll continue to lease sets as long as there's a demand for them. Benefits of leasing include free replacements and the option of switching to newer models, he said. Lucent said it said records.
Of course, they'll charge you for those newer models. That you got to come get them wired in or whatever.
Records show Strojan paid just under $2,000 to rent the two phones from 1985 until they were recently returned. Before 1985, rental costs were part of the basic phone service and not broken out. Do your grandparents a favor if they are of the type that, you know, can't program their VCR. Check on their phones, check their phone bill, and see if you can save them a few bucks a month. That is, if you can convince them to get rid of their old phone. It's my old friend! I don't want my phone to go away! Hour 3's coming up!
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.